Here's the weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute, written by Professor Federico A. Nassar, a researcher and writer specializing in bioethics and global health. The title, Philippines, No to Population Control, Yes to Authentic Development, Part 1. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has vowed to champion contraception to reduce poverty by 25% in 6 years. I only want 3 children for every family, Duterte stated publicly. I'm a Christian, but I'm a realist, so we have to do something with our overpopulation. Having promoted, as former mayor of Davao, sexual education, free contraception, and free access to tubal ligation, Duterte now says that a more aggressive approach is necessary because our resources cannot meet the demand, end quote. Is he right? Let's look at the economy. In terms of population, which grew from 26 million in 1960 to the current 103 million, the Philippines is the 12th largest country in the world, but only 38th in terms of density. Many densely populated countries are well off. United Kingdom, Germany, Japan. Even more, they have high GDP growth. The Philippines' annual GDP growth rate of the last 5 years is about 6%, way more than the 1.6% population growth. In the last 55 years, only 5 years showed lower GDP than population growth, the average being about 4%. Except for economies highly based on extractive industries like oil and minerals, it is difficult to find even one large country with at least a decade of high GDP growth rate that isn't densely populated. This real demographic dividend resulted in a tremendous rise in GDP per capita, which has grown 70% in a decade. Given this trend, Duterte could enjoy the political dividend of poverty reduction and growth without doing anything new like population control. Well, let's take a closer look at population. The population growth of the Philippines is falling. The current growth rate is below 2.9 and has been on the decline since 2013. So, even if Duterte does absolutely nothing to change current family planning trends, fertility will continue declining below 3 children per woman. Moreover, due to the trend of longer life expectancy and better nutrition and health care, the population of the Philippines is expected to continue growing over the next several decades. The population is projected to peak at about 150 million. However, this is compensated by the fertility decline, which means that the number of children under the age of 5 is projected to decrease from 12% of the population in 2010 to 7% in 2045. Although the number of births per year in the Philippines has varied over the past few decades, it has consistently declined since it last peaked in 2012. Given current trends, the Philippines' total population could start declining as early as the year 2060. If the trend continues, the Philippines is headed into complete extinction in a couple of centuries. Like many other developing and developed countries throughout the world that have adopted a cultural antipathy to having children. That's our weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute. Check back for part 2 next week, and be sure to check out the footnotes and informative charts and graphs on the complete article on our website at pop.org.